Not very often you have a young man call you up and want to preach all the time. That's good. Can't put that. Let's put that right there. All right. You all right with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So if you have your Bibles tonight, turn to Matthew chapter 27, verse 14. Therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, Whom will ye that I release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus, which is called Christ? For he knew that for envy they had delivered him when he was set down on the judgment seat. His wife sent unto him, saying, Have thou nothing to do with that man, with that just man? For I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. But the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor asked and said unto them, Whither of the twain will ye that I release unto you? They said, Barabbas. Pilate saith unto him, What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? They all say unto him, Let him be crucified. So back then they rejected Jesus Christ and went for a thief instead of Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ showed mercy. Instead of disappearing out of thin air, he just knew that it was just what had to be done. So he let them cry, Crucify. And the governor said, Why, what evil hath he done? So he did no evil. But they cried out the more, saying, Let him be crucified. When Pilate saw that he could not prevail nothing, but that rather a tumult was made, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See ye to it. Then answered all the people and said, His blood be on us and on our children. Then released he Barnabas unto them, and he had scourged Jesus. He delivered him to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall and gathered unto him the whole band of soldiers. And they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe. Scarlet means royalty. And when they had plaited a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head and a reed on his right hand, and they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, Hail the King of the Jews. So his own people, his own Jews, his own family mocked him. His family, the Jews, Jesus' family, they mocked him. He was the king of them, and they mocked him and didn't care about him, and they put a crown of thorns on his head for a crown, and they put a scarlet robe on him and mocked him and made fun of him. So go to Mark 15, verse 29. And they that passed by railed on him, wagging their heads and saying, Ah, thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself and come down from the cross. Likewise also the chief priests, mocking, said among themselves, with the scribes. He saved others, himself he cannot save. Let the Christ, the King of Israel, descend now from the cross, that he may see and believe. And they that were crucified with him reviled him. And when the sixth hour was come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Abba, Abba, lama sabachthani, which is being interpreted, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And some of them that stood by when they heard it said, Behold, he calleth Elias. And one ran and filled a sponge full of vinegar and put it on a reed and gave it him to drink, saying, Let alone, let us see whether Elias will come to take him down. And Jesus cried with a loud voice and gave up the ghost. So go to John 19, verse 14. And it was the preparation of the Passover, and about the sixth hour, and he saith unto the Jews, Behold our king. And they cried out, away with him, crucify him. Pilate saith unto them, Shall I crucify your king? The chief priests answered, We have no king but Caesar. Caesar was just a man. They wanted a man king instead of Jesus Christ. And Jesus was their king. Jesus was their king. And they rejected him for a man who just was a man, and it was dirty and a sinful man. And that's all they wanted, instead of a clean man that was God's own son for their king. And they rejected it and took Caesar instead of God. Then delivered he him therefore unto them to be crucified. And they took Jesus and led him away. And he, bearing his cross, went forth unto a place which is unto a place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him, and two other with him on the either side, one and Jesus in the midst. And Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross, and the writing was, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. So they put that on there to mock him, to say that he's a phony, that he's a fake, when he was real and they were fake, and he was real. And they were all fake, and he's real. He was the real God. He was the real King of the Jews. Yes, but they took Caesar instead of Jesus Christ and made fun of him and mocked him and spit on him and punched him in the face, but they don't care about him. Go to Luke chapter 23, verse 32. And there were also two other malefactors led with him to put to death. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him, and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. So they gambled for his clothes. They wanted his clothes and gambled for him. And the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them derided him, saying, He saved others, let him save himself, if he be Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar, and saying, If thou be the King of the Jews, save thyself. And a superscription also was written over him in the letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew, This is the King of the Jews. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us. And the other answering rebuked him, saying, Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss. So this man, one of the thieves, he was the one who was humble, and he went and said, I'm not worthy. And he said, I'm the one who should be on this cross. We're the one who should be on this cross and not Jesus Christ. But he did it anyway because he had mercy on our sins and had mercy. And let's keep reading. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. And it was about the sixth hour, and there was a darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. And the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, unto thy hands I command my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. So Jesus didn't die. He gave up the ghost, and he gave his life for others and gave his life for us, and he showed mercy. Amen. And God died for you, and everyone just doesn't care about it, and people don't care. And he gave his son, and you don't care. And he shows all his mercy, and you just don't care. And this is what the word mercy means. An act or exercise of mercy or favor. It is a mercy that they escaped pity, compassion manifested towards a person in distress. So we were in distress, and God showed mercy, and he helped us. He helped us out of that pit. We were in a pit, and we could have fell in that pit and just... It's like quicksand. When you fall in quicksand, you're just sinking in your sin, and God throws a rope in there and pulls you out. And then you just say, you didn't have to do that. And God said, yes, I did. And you just don't care. And you just don't do anything about it. Well, that's all I got.